1-800-449-8686.
All right, Larry Grover of Culver City, California. Larry also was with Conservatives of Kern County for a long time. Weren't you, Larry?
I was there with the Conservatives of Kern County through the what we like to call the long dark night of the Clinton years, yeah.
Well, Larry is suing, you are suing the matchmaking service Singles LA, and this is a matchmaking, they match people up. And they match you with somebody who is your compatible partner. It's like a lot of these services. It's not a dating service, right, Larry?
No, this is a service whereby they match people up to a compatible individual in the hopes that perhaps a relationship will grow. And I am filing a lawsuit based on fraud and basically their inability to deliver that service.
What did they tell you they could do, and what do you think they didn't do?
This Ms. Talavero, she told me that...
Now, this is Janine Talavero, right?
That is correct.
What does she do? She's the owner?
Yeah, she's the owner of Singles LA. And she told me they'd take down my information, do a videotape interview with me, and write down my likes, my dislikes, all that stuff. And their brochure showed singles at parties, and they were sitting around pools. I love to swim, and it also showed some very lovely young ladies. I sent my application in, and I basically waited.
Did they promise to contact you?
Yeah, they said they'd be in touch within 10 business days with some possible matches. Well, that came and went. 2 weeks, I finally called her office, asked to speak with this Ms. Talavera. She said they were working on it. And
So what, like, they couldn't find you anybody to match up with?
Well, they wanted me to come in and do another video because they weren't getting, the way they put it, the response they wanted. So I paid $50 to have another video made. Now, this was 5 months ago.
5 months ago. Now, have you been out on a date or had any social contact with women from this Singles LA?
I had one very uneventful meeting with one gal.
One.
That's it.
Well, let me talk about you for just a minute. Are you currently working at a print shop?
I'm in charge of all-night copying at a 24-hour print center.
What is that? I mean, what do you do?
Well, I give people... the access key to the print machines and make sure that the machines are stocked with ink and paper and the glass on the printer is clean.
How old are you, Larry?
I'm 43.
Do you own your own home yet? Because I know that you were staying at your mother's house.
I'm currently getting the first and last together for an apartment over on Venice, but I'm right now staying at my mother's house.
All right. Now, the last time we spoke, you were using the service porch as your bedroom at your mom's house, right?
Well, I'm in, well, it's the guest area, which also has the washer and dryer there.
Is there a bed there?
There's a fold-up cot that I sleep on, and there is a desk fan in there, and it's close to the kitchen, and I was able to fix my father's portable TV. My father died, so I have that and all the comforts of home.
So you sleep in the area where the washer and dryer is, okay? Now, I did see that your video... I saw your video, and...
So is this part of you trying to tear me down? Or?
No, I just want to say that I want to get the facts of your life, and I saw your video... You spoke on your video, you enjoy playing Myth on the computer.
That's right.
You enjoy watching CNN.
Correct.
And remote-controlled airplanes.
Yeah, I'm part of the Southern California Model Airplane Organization.
And you also mentioned that you were the chairman of the Conservatives of Kern County.
Yeah, and we were able to shut down two abortion clinics, or excuse me, women's health centers, I should say, because that's what they want to call it in Kern County.
Now, on the video, what is that? Was that a T-shirt you were wearing?
Yeah, it was a T-shirt I got in Hawaii. It says, here today, gone to Maui. I want to be myself. And I'm just curious, what is it, the purpose of all of this questioning?
Well, the purpose of this questioning is I'm wondering if there was something about your life, sleeping on a cot, et cetera, et cetera.
There's nothing wrong about my life, okay?
You sleep on a fold-out cot in the back of your mother's house where the washer and dryer are. Do you own a car?
I told the matchmaking service that on the first date I would provide the transfers and passes for the Metro line, which is a bus. No, I do not have a car.
See, what I'm saying is...
Phil, I'm suing because they said they'd get me a date and they haven't done it. There's nothing wrong with me. I want a woman who will look past the fact that I work nights at a print center at the age of 43 and see the real me.
And who is the real you?
I wrote it down.
Okay, the Internet, CNN, and model airplanes.
That's correct. Those are areas of interest.
I mean, do you think women find this stuff attractive?
Look, don't tell me about women.
And you've got four kids, don't you?
I do by my first wife. But I told the matchmaking service that any woman that might be scared off by me having a pre-existing family and therefore not wanting to start a family with me, don't worry, because I don't have any contact with my kids, you know, and...
And that's because of a restraining order, isn't it?
That's a restraining order. My wife paid off a judge to have a restraining order put on me because I didn't like some of the guys she was seeing after we got divorced.
And you guys got divorced because you were impotent.
I am not, and I don't know why you brought that up.
Isn't it true that because of Clinton in the White House that you were unable to perform sexually,
that is not my problem now.
But that was the problem with your wife.
That's then. I am functional, okay? So don't ask me how I know because it's private, but I'm okay. And I want my initial monies that I sent to Singles LA.
All right, well, you can sue them all you want. I just want to have an idea as to why it is you're not getting dates.
Well, you want to put this all on me. I don't think it's fair.
Well, all right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You sleep on a cot on the service porch of your mother's house at the age of 43.
There's something wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know that a woman is going to be attracted, and you don't have a car. So let's look at this picture, Larry, okay?
No. This is a matchmaking service that is supposed to offer a service, and that is matchmaking people together.
And you don't have a car. Have you been out on a... Well, you talked about going out on a date with this one gal, right?
That is correct.
What didn't you like about her?
Well, she was 45. She had red hair. I don't like red hair. She drank a little bit. And she's a little bit taller than me, which I don't think any man likes.
Where'd you go to dinner?
We went to Marie Callender's.
You went to Marie Callender's?
Oh, so there's something wrong with that.
Well, I want you to just ask yourself this question. You know, do you think a woman thinks it's a sexy date to take a bus to Marie Callender's? Okay? And then when you ask her home...
Right.
Yeah, come on into my service porch.
No, we watch TV in the living room.
Okay, but if you guys wanted to be romantic, you'd have to go out to a cot near the washer and dryer.
There are some things that a woman has to sacrifice if she wants to be with the man that she loves. Any woman that hooks up with me, I think, is getting a pretty good commodity. But yes, there will be sacrifice while I regain my foothold in the political arena. But you've done nothing to give me... You've been giving me the third degree. You denigrate me personally. This matchmaking service better get me a date with a woman I can stand being around, and I'm sexually frustrated, so I need one willing to give me sex on a cot.
And well, why didn't you put that down on your application? I need a woman who will give me sex on a cot.
I'd be very happy to do it. I didn't think of that. I thought I'd be a little respectful.
You're not going to sue a matchmaking service for not getting you a match with a woman, and in the meantime, you're laying on that cot, and you told me that you were playing with yourself, looking at brassiere ads in Cosmopolitan.
That was an unfortunate part of my life, yeah. See, you don't like the guys in the print business, do you?
No, that's not, it's got nothing to do with that. It's what I think a woman might find as attractive. And saying that you were going to take a bus to Marie Callender's, let's go back to the cot that I sleep on. And as far as future goes, you're the guy that works. You hand out Xerox paper at night at a print center.
Right.
This just it's been my experience. Not that I.
Oh well, let me just hear what Lothario has to say. Let me just sit back.
No, it's not like that.
No. Let me learn from you. Go ahead, Casanova. How is it?
It's not like that, man.
No, I want to know. I don't know. You're a real stud muffin. Tell me
I don't think that it's a thing that she's going to dig, man. You know. Do you still have the porn laying around?
I collect adult magazines, yes.
Okay, so when a woman walks into your apartment, she sees a stack of Hustlers in the corner.
I collect those.
Larry.
Phil.
No, wait a second. You can't invite a woman into your apartment. Hi, can I get you... What do you offer her to drink?
I offered a drink. We've got, I don't drink. I mean, we've got some Diet Cokes.
Can I offer you a Diet Coke?
We got some Tang.
Can I offer you a Tang? You sit down here and thumb through these Hustlers, and then in a minute we can go and lay on my cot near the washing machine. And if my mother has to do some laundry tomorrow morning, I hope you don't mind.
Let me tell you something. I offer her Tang. She better offer me the Poontang. She better provide the poon part of it.
I got your big fat joke. Okay, he's suing that matchmaking service because they couldn't hook him up. I don't know why. Seems like an attractive guy to me. 1-800-449-8686. He's into model airplanes. He watches CNN. He plays Myth on the computer. He rides the bus to work. He works all night handing out Xerox paper at the print center. He's got four kids that he has no contact with because his wife had to, quote, pay off a judge to get a restraining order put on him, end quote. This guy is a winner. And he's suing the dating service, Singles LA, because in 5 months they've only been able to come up with one woman that they would be willing to even associate with him. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
With Larry Grover, he is suing Singles LA because they can't hook him up with a... They're a matchmaking service. They can't find any women that are willing to be with you, Larry. And I think there's a reason for that. And
well, you mentioned the reason being that I apparently... If you want to say the word, go ahead and say it.
Well, you sound like a loser, man, with you're sleeping on a cot and you got a stack of hustlers in the corner and you're... Do you have an office?
I have one in the garage.
Oh, great. Your office is in the garage where you have your computer, I guess.
You know, we can't all be the big talk show hosts. Hold on. My mother's...
Is that your mom, Viola?
Hi, sir.
Viola, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Larry's not telling you the whole story.
I'm telling him as much as I can.
Well, he has a lot of pornography.
Larry, I don't think that's cool.
I have a collection of vintage and classic porn.
No, but you keep it out in the living room.
I keep it in the living room because I don't have any. There's no storage yet. And my mother, all the storage in my mother's garage is taken up.
What are they, magazines?
They're magazines, yes. And he has a stack of them in the living room. And that's, I told him he could put it there.
You did.
All right, so you allowed him to put it there.
I did, but I don't think it's appropriate to bring a woman here. And the one woman he brought here...
How many dates has he had?
Hold on.
He's brought one woman home in the last year and a half.
Year and a half?
That's bull crap. That's bull crap.
Well, what is it?
In 5 months.
All right, in the last 6 months, he's brought home one woman.
Can I jump in, Phil?
What?
I came home with this gal that I met through Singles LA. Now, I get a monthly subscription to Hustler. My mother, while I'm sitting on the couch with this gal, and I'm giving her wine, my mom walks up with the Hustler and says, here's your subscription this month.
Well, what is wrong with that?
So you walked up and you gave him the Hustler?
What is wrong with that?
Well, I'm sitting there with this young lady.
It might have been a bad move, okay?
Yeah, damn right it was a bad move.
Well, it's my home. And I've tried to be as good a mother to Larry as I could be.
Well, I don't think you've been good enough. If I've got my first shot at normal sexual relations in 5 months, why do you hand a Hustler to me with a lady that...
You know, Mrs. Grover?
Yes.
That probably was a bad move.
G.D. Wright, don't tell me.
I'm not talking to you right now. I'm just saying, to your mother while you're sitting there with the lady. But let's get back to the fact that you got a stack of porn in the living room, okay? Larry, okay?
All right.
That's got to get out of there, dude. You can't be inviting women over to your house while you've got that stuff stacked up.
And he has videotapes.
I've got a few.
You have porn videotapes?
Yes, I do.
Did this gal see them?
Oh, she saw everything. I was so embarrassed. Now, Phil, I'll ask you, because you were a single man at one time.
I don't need any dating advice from Henry.
Go ahead, ask me.
If you have a young woman over to your apartment, don't you pick up your underwear?
Mom.
No, don't you pick up your underwear off the floor especially if it has streaks?
Yes, I would.
Mom.
You know that's true.
I want a woman to accept me for who I am, Phil. And I want a woman to accept me for what I am.
I've been a very good mother to Larry, and he's really a loser.
She's the one that called me Missile Dick.
Okay, let's not go there, all right? I know that you don't have circumcision or whatever the hell your problem is. Now, let me just say this, if I could.
Go ahead.
If you're going to invite a woman over to your place, get the porn out of there. You got to pick your underwear up, man. Especially if, what did you say, it's streaked?
Oh, God. Because Larry likes fruit.
I enjoy nectarines, yeah.
And it, you know what happens then.
No, I don't know what happens then.
Well, it loosens.
Comes out liquid. Why are we talking about this?
No, the reason why we're talking about it is because your mother brought it up. And the fact is that you're not going to get anybody interested in you, any woman interested in you, if you don't pick up your streaked freaking underwear off the floor in your apartment before you invite her over. You get the filthy pornography, the videotapes, the magazines, and all of that stuff out of there, man. A woman isn't going to dig that. Otherwise, there's no judge who's going to hear this case. You want to sue them because they didn't hook you up?
Why do they call it a matchmaking service?
Well, they did get one woman. You brought her over to the house and grossed her out. With your underwear and your porn.
I handed Larry the Hustler.
Okay, I know you handed Larry the Hustler. That's probably not a very good thing to do, dear, okay? If he's got a woman there.
Mother, I can't believe you're humiliating me on the radio. There's a record of what a loser I am, and no judge is going to grant me a judge. You understand that?
I don't understand.
What he's saying is...
I'll tell her. What I'm telling you is... All I got to do is take the transcript of this recording to a judge, find out I'm a loser, I don't get my $500 back from L.A. Single.
Do you understand, Mrs. Grover?
No.
In other words...
Mom, if they take the recording...
Larry, let me do it, okay? If they take the recording of this and play it for a judge about how he's got stained underwear, and he's got porn, and he's got... And he sleeps on a cot, and you handed him a Hustler in the middle of the date... The judge is going to say, well, you're just a loser, okay? And he's not going to award him the $500 plus whatever attorney's fees he thinks he's going to get.
I guess I should put away the Vaseline and the box of Kleenex before my date gets home as well. Is that what you're asking me?
What?
Well, is that what the two of you...
See, I told him that.
Is that what the two of you are asking me?
I told him that.
You got a what?
I keep a box of Kleenex and some Vaseline out. What?
Get real, you jackass! If you're going to take a woman out or interest her in your life, you got to get that stuff out of there. Look, let's get to a phone call. Thank you, Mrs. Grover, okay?
Yeah.
What is the guy, crazy? Jesse, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to make the point that, you know, if he's going to be living with his mom the way that he's living,
yeah.
He needs to have respect for you, hon. I mean, I lived with my mom for a long time, and I'm living with my mother-in-law and father-in-law right now. And I would never think of treating them the way that he treats you right now.
You know, that's a very good point. I haven't brought that up.
Oh, I don't care. I've been putting up with it all of my life.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. I mean, if...
What did I do to you, Mother? I supported...
Oh, you live on a cot in my... I am 77 years old, and I should by now have you out of my home. Do you know Jesse?
Yeah, I totally understand.
Why should I have to put the porn away?
Because I'm your mother.
That's disrespectful for your mother, hon. I mean, you think about it. I'm a woman, and if I would come over to your house and I would see that porn and all the videos and everything, I wouldn't even want to have anything to do with you.
Can I ask you something honestly? Is streaked underwear, is that offensive? I mean, I know it's dirty, but it's not like I'm trying to say I want to have sex with you.
Well, you know, I figure if you can't take care of your clothes and you can't take care of your personal items, then how can you take care of yourself?
You know, I came downstairs this morning and I saw on the television a black man's ass. It was a black ass porn tape.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Larry is suing the matchmaker. He can't get a date.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I don't understand why a life has to be sacrificed for a game. And here's where I'm going with this.
Go ahead, Brian. Tell me.
If we're going to sacrifice anything for a game, why can't we change our social life, our social hours? And, for example, these kids could come to school or during the summer, during two-a-days, and I'm an athlete myself.
Right.
Why couldn't they come to two-a-days at, let's say, midnight, and then work out till 4 o'clock in the morning, and then go home, get some rest, come back at you know, 8 o'clock in the morning and work out till 10. I just don't understand why anything as far as a human
come back
life...
You start at midnight, you go until 10 a.m.
Well,
the
even
hell,
at 10 a.m.
That's 8 hours. We don't work from 8 hours. You're going to kill somebody doing that, see?
Well, what I'm getting at, Coach, is...
You want to kill somebody... There, everybody don't want me to kill nobody.
Well,
I said I would show up at midnight, but not for football. You got something else in mind. Now, eight of the 20 kids that died, they died at the after-game party. So you got to understand something here. Eight of the kids that died, they died shooting tequila. It had nothing to do with...
What?
Okay.
You see,
now,
that's just
now,
it. You wouldn't let me. You, but he wouldn't let me say. You see, you thought I killed those kids.
Well, wait a second. You had eight players...
Okay. Phil, this is what I'm getting at. See, I think there's some other things involved.
What is involved here?
Eight of the kids that died during my 28 years, I had 20 boys die on our football program. Eight of them died after an all-night tequila shooting contest. Okay.
An all-night tequila shooting contest.
That's correct. Okay, Brian, you know what I'm saying, right, buddy?
Yes, sir. And I
where were these parties?
My house.
Oh, Jesus.
The parties were at your house?
Unfortunately, yeah. I was stupid. I was very stupid in those days.
Well, Coach Dozier, I accept your incompetence on the party. And
I was stupid in those days. I said, come on, let's do some shots.
The fact that you admitted that, that's one thing.
Thank you.
The lives of these kids that died from tequila.
Were you ever incarcerated for this?
Huh?
Were you ever charged with a crime for feeding underage boys tequila, then they die?
Let me tell you something about a man that dies after drinking tequila. And, Brian, I think you could relate to this, you being a Texan. You go out having a hell of a lot of fun. You die with a smile on your face. And if I could give those boys that...
Coach, I really think you're headed in the wrong direction.
I'm what? In the wrong direction.
If you died in World War II, and you got your legs and your arms blown off, and you're an invalid for the rest of your life,
you died
for your country.
I hear you.
But you're talking about, Coach, dying for a game.
The eight guys didn't die for a game. They died playing pool.
I understand. But, Coach, what I'm getting at
is... they were football players. They're at my house shooting pool.
Well, what are you doing feeding them tequila?
Coach,
I'm the one with the jockstrap getting hung on the wall, not you.
Coach.
Yes, sir.
We got to stick to the reality.
Yes, sir.
This is a game. It's not to die for your country, to keep your people free.
Well, that's true,
or to keep somebody from invading your household.
That is true,
or to
sir.
Lose
yes,
your civil rights.
But I got to tell you, Brian.
Coach, it's a game.
Well, that's true, Brian, but I got to tell you, I believe I'm heading in the right direction in some ways, because the direction that I'm heading in is I'm having my jock hung from the rafters at our gym. And they will retire my jock strap.
What kind of a goofy school do you go to that they're retiring your jock strap?
I don't have a jersey. What are they supposed to do?
How about your whistle? How about your hat? How about your jacket?
Is that my voice? That sounds great. Can I hear that? Brian, turn that up, will you?
No, I'm sorry. My daughter turned the radio
that
up.
That sounded so good. I could just love to hear myself going, yeah, my jock strap. You know.
But
seriously,
Coach,
no, Brian,
Coach,
I can tell a man who loves football. I know you're a man who loves football. I know you're a man who understands football.
But,
I know.
But what I'm trying to get at,
by the way, they would not retire my whistle because I think whistles are for pussies, so I don't use a whistle.
Oh, I see.
I understand. But
in a football game, a guy has a penalty, I'll just go, hey, you! Get out of there, man. You have a penalty.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Can you relate to my point?
Yes, I can, Brian. I've been relating.
Football is a game. It's a hobby. It's
an
extracurricular activity.
I totally understand.
A life and death situation.
I believe that you're right, except Belmar Academy. Our pastor is Father James, and I don't know if you're Catholic, Brian. I'm not Catholic. I am Episcopalian myself, but Football is very serious among the Catholics. The Catholics, they got a crazed look in their eye. They like to drink, that's for starters. And then they get a crazed look in their face like Notre Dame, Boston College. You know what I'm saying, Brian?
Yes,
and when you get a priest up in your face, and he's breathing Dewar's scotch all over your face, and you can smell a stink of the whiskey on his breath, and you know that guy is either going to have your ass in a sling by 6 o'clock that night, or you're going to put a winning football team on the field. Them damn Catholics, they do it every time to me.
I happen to be...
Coach, what I'm getting at is...
So don't ever play for no Catholic school. Don't go to no Catholic school, because those sons of bitches... And that G.D., Newt Rockne, God damn... Oh, I can't.
Wait a second. I happen to have been raised...
Regardless, what I'm getting at
don't
is...
Don't play for Southern Methodist either because they cheat.
Coach, but do you not agree with the fact that...
Are you still here, man? You are boring me to death.
Bill Hendricks. Flashback.
Speaking of football, we have a... do we have a pool? Taylor, Schaefer, and me, we pick three teams. Each one of us has a team that we believe will go a long way in the NFL this coming season, if not all the way to the Super Bowl. I picked the Oakland Raiders. Craig picked the Minnesota Vikings. Mike picked the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it's the team that goes the furthest, so it's not necessarily the team with the best record. It's the team that goes the furthest. If all three of those teams don't make the playoffs, then it's the team with the best record. But if one goes to the playoffs, etc., so I got the Raiders, and by the way, I'm not a Raider fan. I used to be, back before they came to L.A. I was a Raider fan back in the 70s, back in the 60s, when I was a punky little kid. I know them all, Ben Davidson, Hewitt Dixon. I know all the teams, man. I know all the great Raider teams, George Blanda, LaMonica. Ain't nothing any Raider fans got to tell me about the Raiders. Nothing. Stabler, I was there when Stabler threw the ball, and Clarence Davis caught it against the Dolphins. I saw him make the runaround end against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then I saw the ball bounce off of Frenchie Fuqua and into the arms of Franco Harris. I saw Tatum make his so-called big hit on Fuqua, only to see the ball bounce into Franco Harris's hands and the immaculate reception. I've seen it all. I've been there. I saw Ben Davidson spear Lenny Dawson in a fist fight breakout, a freaking melee, a brawl, a bench-clearing brawl that you never believe. And you talk about a bloodletting, blood rivalry, the freaking Chiefs and Raiders. Oh, my God. So I say all that to say, I can't stand the stinking Raiders. But I know a good football team when I see one. And the Raiders are a good football team. The Baltimore Ravens, on the other hand, may go into a sophomore year explosion the same way the Rams did. With no quarterback. Who do they got the quarterback? I don't even know who their quarterback is. In any event, I think it's the Raiders. And I think that Craig's got a very good pick there with the Minnesota Vikings. Dante Culpepper, we've yet to see what this guy's capable of. But then we have Mike's pick of the Steelers. And the bet is, the guy who has the most sucked team, he buys dinner. Where are we eating, Craig? Because may I make a suggestion? I think Spago's Beverly Hills just about tops my list. Might as well. I know you don't like those kind of stuffy joints, but when I got another guy's paying, why not? Huh? Or is there a limit on what we can do? Spago's in Beverly Hills, not the Hollywood one that was over the dumpster. Not the one that was made out of railroad ties over the dumpster. The one out in Beverly Hills that I couldn't get into for love or money, but if with you paying, with your connections... We're a cinch to get in. So anyway, there you go. So that's our big bet. And, of course, look for Joe Dickhead's predictions as the football season progresses. Why are we talking football? Well, yes, of course, a man tragically died on the practice field. But let's move past that. Let's talk about the season. The big season, what is coming up? Preseason. I can get excited for any kind of football. Preseason's coming up, so that's why Mike wanted to do this bet. Do you want it to cover all the preseason games as well? Come on, why not? Hey, you're going to need it. I bet you the Steelers go undefeated in the preseason, and they'll go like 0-16 during the regular year. You're going to need every win. No doubt about it. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, Bud Dickman's weekly top 10 later on in our program. And I noticed that I haven't been seeing too much about the Chandra Levy case lately. And I guess that means that the only reason why anybody was paying any attention to it was because of Gary Condit. So, in other words, she's dead and maybe in a parking structure, you know, like in the cement of a parking lot someplace or wherever whoever did whatever he did put her. And that whole thing about a young woman being missing, you notice how that's kind of nobody's talking about anymore. I wonder what happened. Everybody was just so concerned with a young woman missing. And when they finally came to the conclusion this guy Condit didn't have anything to do with it, the cops at least have said that they don't have him on the suspect list. Now nobody's concerned with the young woman being missing anymore, are they? All the people talking about women victimized in the workplace. All the guys talking about sex between, it's still about sex between, excuse me, hello, she may be in like five different shopping bags somewhere in a field and you guys are concerned with sex between senators and interns. Yes, that's the number one cause of serial murder in America today, senators chopping up their interns. We have to stop that because otherwise, you know, the next thing you know, they're digging her out of an underground grave with a little air pipe. I don't know what it is I'm trying to say. I'm just combining the plots of a lot of Dirty Harry movies. Excuse me. Some days it's flowing, and other days it's flowing, but not out the right end. Suddenly, not senators or congressmen, but Phil Hendry doesn't know what it is he's talking about. No, there was a point to this, and I'm going to get to it in a second. It goes like this. It's just about bullcrap. That's all. It's just about the same load of bullcrap that you guys get fed every day, and you smile through it, even as it oozes out the side of your mouth, even as the brown squeezes through the fronts of your teeth, you smile, you chew, and you swallow, and you say, "Thank you, sir. May I have some more?" That's what you do. That's what I do. It's the same thing. Somebody gets up on a tube or on a radio and they're concerned with the well-being of a young woman who's missing. Well, all of a sudden there ain't too many people looking at her. I'm watching What's-Her-Face, Greta Van Susteren, and Larry King. Larry had nothing but blonde, leggy DAs and attorneys. They were there, man, every day last week. And like the last 3 weeks, Larry was talking to every woman who was an attorney that looked like his wife that he could find to sit in there and just kind of get a little tent going while he was listening to them expound about Chandra Levy. Suddenly his shows ain't about that anymore. It's about some other BS. I don't know where he's going to get his Caesar salad at Duke Siebert's or whatever the hell. And Greta and her pal, that Roger Cossack dude, what an unfortunate named guy he is, they're up there talking about, what is it this week? Oh, this guy they just released from a Russian jail. Now, there's some news. But what about Chandra Levy? It's over. And I gotta have to break the news to the mom and dad up there. Let me be the first to tell you this. Not that you're listening to me or would listen to me, because I'm just another gas bag on the radio. It's over. It's done. Nobody's interested anymore. Nobody's interested anymore. I saw this coming. I knew it was going to happen. Because that's what this show is about, man. This show is about turning the media on its head, standing it upside down. Every day, we got to take a phone call from somebody. Hi. Hi.
Is this a joke that you do?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, these people that he has on his show, are they real?
No, it's Mr. Hendry doing all the voices.
Oh, all right.
They try to sound like they're not shocked. Like they are not bowel-loosening shocked when they hear the news that I'm doing all the voices of the characters. Oh, I see. Well, of course, have you heard that before?
No.
But that's what our show's about turning the media on its head. It's about exposing every little nook and cranny. Nah, it's not I'm doing some big investigative thing here. It's just I want you to see. I live in it every day. I live it. I swim in this every day, because it's my job. You guys casually use the radio, you just flip it on and off. It's there for entertainment. But if something comes along that, quote, piques your interest, end quote, you turn it up, you get involved, you believe what the guy's telling you. You buy his concern. And all of the earnest voices coming through the phone line saying things like,
and he was my only son. And
of course that guy's upset. He's the guy that they got on the 911 tape, and we get the vicarious thrill of hearing him getting either shot or crying or screaming or bludgeoned or burglarized. We hear that, and for 5 minutes we're shocked, then we move on. That guy is living it, but the rest of us, it's being fed to us in this kind of infotainment fashion. So when I saw, you know, the coverage this week of the Chandra Levy thing, I said, okay, well, there he is. Somebody's got to point it out. You know, guess what? Nobody cares anymore. Okay. I know I got to get a million people to call here right now and tell me they still care. I understand that. I'm not interested in those people. I'm not interested in talk show callers. Never have been. It's another thing that sets this show apart. You know, just like that guy yesterday, what's his name, Vernon Dozier? Long will they remember when I walk off the field of Dozier Stadium what I did for my 21 seasons. Well, when we finally check off of the radio dial, long will they remember the BS that we shoveled here, man, because in shoveling our BS, we exposed the stench, and she is gone, and nobody cares, because Condit's off the scene now, see? Because now they don't have that guy to kick around, because now they don't have this cat, this Democratic congressman, this surrogate Bill Clinton to continue their railing against. Because when Clinton bugged out, you know, they couldn't impeach him, and they really couldn't nail him on anything, so he left, and they're still bothered. They're so incredibly, insufferably bored with the president that they elected that they got to keep fixating on Clinton. See, well, he's gone, and he ain't doing anything wrong anymore. He can smoke all the dope he wants, drink all the beer that he wants, go out and bird dog as many chicks as he wants, and nobody's going to say boo about it. Hillary, even. She's in D.C., so they got to find a surrogate. Guess what? It was Gary Condit. Guess what? He's as clean as the driven snow, man. He's as beautiful as a baby's hind end. He's walking out. I didn't have nothing to do with it. Yeah, okay. Whatever. And all these people up there saying they ain't going to reelect him? I got big news for you. When's the election? November? That guy's going back. He's going to get reelected. You mark my words. And I'll bet you another steak dinner on that one. I'm betting you a dinner at Ruth's Chris Beverly Hills. Why should I bet you a dinner at Ruth's Chris? You were going to take me there. You're going to take me over to that Spago dump. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, it's a very fine restaurant. You're going to... That Gary Condit gets reelected. You want to know why? Because a bunch of old ladies are going to get up there in the sewing circle, and they're going to stand around in the church hall meeting at the Presbyterian church there, and some guy, hold down, Jehoshaphat want to say something. Well, I just would like to say that I think he's done a hell of a job. Yeah, I know he was bird dogging all that cooch and all that poontang out there in D.C. What the hell? 3,000 miles away from a woman? Hell, she ain't giving that. She's bedridden. I think we just need to forgive and forget, because I think he's done a hell of a lot for the farmers here, and all that damn water that he brought in and the alfalfa we're growing. Hell, it takes 80 million gallons a day, and who cares if the guy can't fill a swimming pool? Hey. I'm going to bet you money, any amount of money you'll get. What do you want? What do you got? I'm betting you he gets reelected. You want to know why? Because people are full of crap when they start moralizing. Am I cynical? Yes, I am. That's my job. I'm a talk show host. I'm Phil Hendry. I'll be back. I don't know when, but I'll be back.